to us today from the first chapter of James. James, a New Testament epistle written by and attributed to the brother of Jesus, James. Hear God's word. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as we read your scriptures and as we hear your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you are saying to us today. In Christ's name, amen. It's not easy being a Christian. We think of the early Christians and the obstacles they faced: persecution, being fed to the lions in the Colosseum, crosses lining the roadside as a warning. And we are glad that the government under which we live does not execute us for our beliefs. But it's not that easy being a Christian today either. Being a Christian requires commitment. Being a Christian requires service. Being a Christian requires sacrifice. Being a Christian requires walking by faith, even when the path we are on is unknown. Being a Christian requires living by spiritual principles, even when others label us as fanatical. After all, there's a whole world out there saying, "Well, everybody's doing it. What's wrong with you?" Jesus doesn't make it easy for us. We like to think of Christianity as a comforting faith, and it is. But Jesus also challenges us with words like these: love your enemies, pray for them that persecute you, be reconciled to your brother before you come to the altar to pray, sell all you have and give it to the poor. Contrast these words with the kinds of messages you hear almost every day. They are titles of best-selling books: Winning Through Intimidation by Roger Ringer, The Virtues of Selfishness by Ayn Rand, Power, How to Get It, How to Use It by Michael Corda. And listen to these bits of American philosophy. I know you've heard them before. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and all is fair in love and war and business. Or, you can't expect young people to abstain from sex until marriage, So make sure you teach them about safe sex. Or don't worry about the homeless. It's their own fault. But James says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. God has issued a higher calling to those of us who follow Jesus. He calls us to rise above the ordinary. Why should God expect so much from us? Well, first of all, God expects so much because of who we are. We are His. We're created in His image. We're His adopted children. And He calls us to look and act like our Father. James says He chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created. In other words, James says, God has caused us to be reborn. Now, where did we hear that before? Jesus Himself is speaking to Nicodemus in the third chapter of John. We are reborn. We become God's children. And He wants us to look like our Father. The words of James chapter 1 have always held a fascination for me, especially this portion where James tells a sort of parable. Anyone who listens to the world but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. I read a little article about yearbook photos not long ago. Some of us are deceived into thinking that we still look like we did in our yearbook photo. Others of us would like to forget what we look like in our yearbook photo. But the article mentioned a few yearbook photo captions. For instance, Robert Parker's caption goes like this: I look better in person. Why don't we all, Robert? Yes, of course. Or Gladys Jones' yearbook photo caption: thanks to Washington High School, I learned how to write good, R-I-G-H-T. So spelling and grammar, they slip through somewhere in that education. And so it is that God says to us, do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. He is saying, in essence, I've created you in my own image, now live as if you were my child, because you are. Secondly, God expects so much of us because our actions make such a difference in the lives of others. We can't help other people to know Christ unless it's pretty obvious that we know Christ. We can't show others how to follow Jesus unless we too are following Jesus. On the occasion of every baptism here at Kenmar, we hear the parting words of Jesus to His disciples. You know them. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. This is our mission, to make disciples. How can we do that unless we're disciples ourselves? Edgar Guest said it so well a century ago. He said, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. You heard that one? We preachers don't like it, but it's true. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. That's what James was trying to convey to the young church. In other words, what we do speaks louder than what we say. If we want to tell people about Christ, we need to show them Christ in us. If we want to tell them what Christ can do in their lives, we need to be able to show them what Christ has done in us. It's that simple. And finally, God expects so much of us because he provides us with a new birth to become the people that can do what he's asking us to do. A prerequisite of leadership in the U.S. Army is that you cannot require a person to do a job unless you also provide the resources to do that job. That's actually true of any job, but in the Army, it's like a standing rule. When God calls us to be doers of the word, he also gives us the resources necessary to do the job. That doesn't mean he gives us everything that we want, but he gives us everything that we need. He helps us every step of the way. God doesn't always give us everything up front. He expects us to strike out in faith, and then along the journey, he will provide everything that is necessary. Indeed, God blesses faithfulness. I read an article recently about Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A restaurants. The fast food company has over 2,200 restaurants in the U.S. and will be going international next year, opening restaurants in Canada. Mr. Cathy founded the company in 1964. It has grown to number 3 nationally in chicken fast food sales. When he began his restaurant, he had a highly non-traditional corporate mission statement. It read, "To glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us, and to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A." Don't expect to eat at a Chick-fil-A restaurant on Sundays, by the way. They're closed. The locked doors bear witness to Truett Cathy's conviction that when God created, he built into every week one day of rest. When people question the policy, he says, it helps them to attract employees who want to attend church on Sunday. He also says that his restaurants generate more sales in 6 days than most do in 7. God has blessed Chick-fil-A restaurants. And God is performing a work in our lives which he wants to bless. If we will simply not just listen to the word, but do the word. James says, he chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. And when we do not forget what we have heard, but do it, we will be blessed. That's a promise. Amen. Our response today to God's word is the classic statement.